You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
Beep, ba-da-ba-da. Me, ba-da-ba-da. Come on, Jay. Come on, Jay. Answer the phone, Jay, who said he was ready.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, la, la, la.
Hello. Didn't I answer quickly enough, or I did not?
Yes, absolutely. But you know what? We got basketball to watch tonight. We're here for a good time, not
know,
a long time.
Yeah.
So let's get cracking.
It's millennials. They don't care about getting stuff right. You've given up on them, haven't you?
Well, yeah. Well, why? Of course. Why wouldn't I?
Oh, I hate him also. Sorry. Oh, look at you.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother.
Does he look like a bitch?
What?
Go on.
All right, Jay, before we go one inch into today's show, I need the white guy explainer to the Drake versus Kendrick Lamar beef in an elevator pitch. 60 seconds or less. Go.
I hate to say this, not for the white people, this whole thing is not for white people.
You're saying sit this one out?
Sit this one out. Just let it go. Don't say anything about it. This is not for you.
I wasn't going to take sides. I was just curious. What are the boys beefing about?
Again, can't comment. Just don't say anything.
Oh, man.
It'll be best. Just let it go. I'll break it down. Drake is so... No, what do I say? Drake is so soft and not for real hip hop people.
Right.
That's basically
Drake,
what it is.
Drake is fake.
He's had like one or two songs that I'm like, I actually like that. But all in all, he's soft and he's not for my pleasantly pleasantry, excuse me, of hip hop artists.
Right.
Kendrick Lamar, I love Kendrick Lamar. So if you take sides, it's going to be, you know, 90% of the people go with Kendrick, 10%. And mostly women like Drake anyway. That's another thing.
Too. Yeah, because he's good looking, listen, right?
No, it's just he's soft. He's and he's Canadian.
Another thing. They ain't no hoods. They ain't no hoods in Canada that he could claim to be from. They're a bad part of Toronto. He could say, hey, man, I grew up in the projects.
I've heard there's some parts of Toronto that you don't want to. I swear I've heard that. And I was like, okay.
What is the black percentage of Canada? I might have to Google that as we speak.
8%, would you say? 10%?
I got the under. I got the under for a stack on 8.
Okay. I'll say 8%. I'm probably over.
Oh, though, winner, right? Winner, chicken dinner, 4.3%.
Yeah, I was over. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway,
it's a white country. Let's be honest, it's a white country. But
yeah.
But their whole basketball team is like 90% black. How's that?
Yeah, I know. Funny how that
Canadian
is.
Canadian national team. Yeah.
Hey, there's some pretty sweet Canadian brothers that can throw
that's
it down.
Very true.
So, okay, well then, with that, first of all, will they find the real shooter of Drake's bodyguard?
It took them, 70 years to find out who killed Biggie and Tupac? Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah.
What is there a non-0% chance that somebody paid somebody to shoot the bodyguard in the, quote, fleshy part of the thigh? A la the Sopranos, in order to put an end to this thing, to say, okay, all right, we got to cool it down. Someone just got shot.
90%.
Okay, 90%. Okay, then. Very good. Shall we start with some listener feedback, Jay?
You think I care?
I know how much you like it.
You know, I don't care. You know, I don't care.
I thought you liked it. I'm trolling him right now, people.
I get two shits about. Somebody asked me, well, why do you hate this about the listeners? Like, I do the show to talk to my buddy Zane once a week. I don't even think about the listeners. So.
All right. Well, here you go. This one from Casey. He says, just a thought. Good morning, Zabe. As I was watching the Knicks.
Start off already. Just a thought. Yes, man, I'm sorry.
You burned out. You burned your first time out already. But go ahead. You might want to save a few challenges for this email. Okay. All right. He says, as I was watching the Knicks Pacers last night, it got me to thinking about how Jay needs to be called out for his terrible take regarding the Knicks and Jalen Brunson. I don't know if he's been on since that last time I heard him. I've only been catching a couple episodes a week. But on that episode, he predicted the Knicks would lose to the Sixers and wasn't giving Brunson much credit. Picking the Sixers over the Knicks wasn't that out there, but for him to not realize how good Brunson has been all year is amateur hour. I typically really enjoy hearing Jay, but seeing
how
well
Brunson... Stop right there. Okay, fuck this guy. And shut up, because Brunson has had to carry everything. He's literally going 1-on-5 mostly. Just shut up. Shut up.
Well, let me rewind here. Did you say you were
I don't think I said that. So
forget the win-lose. Everybody gets shit wrong, win-lose. It's sports.
It's another dick listener.
By the way, okay. But did you kind of poo-poo Brunson? I think Brunson's spectacular.
Please run this back, because I don't think I ever.
Okay.
No. I'd like to hear this. If I had said that, I must have had CTE at the moment to say that, because my friends are tired of me getting talk about Brunson. So
okay.
I don't think I said it. And if I didn't say it, this guy can go fuck himself if I didn't say it.
All right. Well, so very good then. Okay. Well, there you go. Glad we cleared that up. I don't personally recall you being on a anti-Brunson jib.
I want to hear this. In fact, I'm 98% sure I never said anything of such.
That's fine. I do not keep track of people's takes. You know why? I can't keep track of my own takes. All right?
I forget what my takes are.
Well, you know what? There are 800,000 people at home writing it down and let you know.
Right. So, they'll be happy to remind me. Now, when I say I don't remember my takes, it doesn't mean that when I utter them, I don't sincerely believe them. I always sincerely believe whatever I utter into this microphone or anyone else. It's just it may change, and I can be wrong, but I never say something I actually don't believe.
So can I also say another thing I like about Zayden? You will never apologize for anything you say 97% of the time. And I've heard so many people make apologies for stuff they said, and I now hate that. I disrespect that more than if you said something, insane.
You know who wrote a whole apology column but still got a 2-week suspension? Your boy, Greg Doyle.
2G Doyle, yes.
I'm very conflicted on this. On the one hand, it sets a terrible precedent. It's the first time someone's actually had money taken out of their pocket for a job because they gave a girl the ick. All right? That's all it was. It was not malintentioned. It was awkward and dopey. But it was like, ooh, ick. So they suspend him. He wrote a column saying, I am so sorry, Caitlin Clark.
Like Bonzi.
Right, but he goes, I'm so sorry. I was part of the problem. Oh, for fucking God's sake.
Well,
that didn't save
you.
Yeah, that didn't save
you.
Right, exactly. He won't be allowed to cover the Mystics. He won't be allowed in Mystics. He won't be allowed to cover the Fever.
That'll show him.
Yeah, right?
That'll show him. Ooh.
So I hate the precedent. I think it's bullshit. But on the other hand, fuck Greg Doyle. This fucking cracks me up because of all the guys that deserve it, he does. This fucking hack. This columnist. Like when you put the columnists that have ever written sports words on a paper or in digital form, and you put Jim Murray of the LA Times at the top, and Greg Doyle is so far down on the bottom you can't even find him. So, fuck him.
Did you hear the guy on CBS radio who called the center for South Carolina? I can't remember what he described it, but he called her a big woman.
Oh, yeah,
Who just pushes people. And he apologized for that. I'm like, you sound like a fussy too. She's 6'9".
Right.
What do you call her, dainty? Well, she's a very big woman who pushes people around. That's exactly what she is.
I think it was even a black host on CBS Sports. He did not use any of the automatic ejection words.
No, he just said a big woman who pushes people.
Like a bouncer or a bruiser or a thumper or something.
She was.
I know. Well, I called my co-host this morning, Brian Butch, a big mook because he was being inarticulate. He the way he says shouldn't is shouldn't. Well, he shouldn't have. And I go, did you say should or should not have? He goes, I said shouldn't. And I go, Jesus, articulate better, you mook. And he goes on and he stops and he goes, wait a minute, mook? What does that mean? I go, it just means a knucklehead. He's like, whoa. He was kind of smirking. He's like, well, I never heard that one before. I then Googled it and I go, okay, but you don't Google mook. It's worse than I thought, actually. It says a stupid it's a stupid or incompetent person.
Okay. I thought it was Italian. Maybe
it might be.
I could have. Right. You know what? Someone will look it up for you, Zabe, and call you out.
No, I already did. Yeah. I looked up Mook, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's actually a little bit harsher than I thought. Incompetent person.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah, apologizing just never works, but I'm not sure if he hadn't apologized, he might have been fired, which is the craziest thing. Back to the Knicks-Pacers series, which game two is about to begin already. In fact, I think it's already just tipped off now.
It is starting, yes.
Okay.
It is starting. Orioles and Nationals. And the Knicks and the Pacers. I got a lot of flick.
You're in your happy place right now. I love it. So in the game, I mean, there was two sick dunks. One was by Aaron Nesmith, not to be confused with Andrew Nemhart. And
Neesmith's dunk was savage. Just a lightning bolt down the right side of the lane, and then a throw down where he took contact and got twisted up while hanging on the rim by one arm, and it was fucking awesome. Electrifying. But then Obi Toppin on a breakaway went through the legs, and it was fucking amazing. I'm like, this is a playoff game. But it turns out that Fire Marshal Bill, as he's been derisively called, Pacers coach Rick Carlisle, did not like it. You know why? Because there was a momentary celebration that led to a three on the other end. Here's Rick Carlisle.
The problem with the play had nothing to do with the dunk. There was a, like, three quarters of a fraction of a second celebration between him and Ben Shepherd, and they go down and get a three.
Yeah, it was Ben Shepherd who, like, he pranced upwards in delight, like, holy shit, my boy just went through the legs, but then quickly ran back on defense. But by the time he got back, his man DiVincenzo was open, hit a three. Does Fire Marshal Bill have a point? Or just fucking deal with it? It's one possession in a game full of possessions.
It was a lot of shit going on. By the way, there's like 5 fouls that nobody called. So that's on the least of my worries about Obi Toppin. By the way, former Nick. By the way,
that's right. That's right. But former Nick and former Dayton Flyer.
Dunk contest. Didn't he win the dunk contest? I believe.
Yeah. Well, shit, won it last night. The other night, going through his legs. Like, all right, that's some fucking sweet ass flair.
By
there.
By the way, that was one of I've seen in the last 2 weeks. 6 good games in the NBA that I haven't seen in a while like this.
Great
basketball.
No, it's good high-intensity stuff. There was a couple blowouts last night. Oklahoma City dusted the Mavericks, and you had, what was the other one? Boston just crumpled Cleveland. Yeah. I was kind of rooting for the Cleveland. I was rooting for the Cleveland, Indiana, Minnesota, Oklahoma City Final Four. To just see David Stern spinning in his grave like a top.
I am loving this because, have you talked about the Timberwolves?
Yes, with Charch extensively yesterday. And right now, people listening are going, oh, God, not again.
I'm just going to say one thing about them. They are guarding 94 feet of basketball from tip to buzzer.
Yes.
That is the one best thing. I don't know what anybody... Excuse me, I don't know what anybody else is saying about them, but they are playing. They pick you up as soon as the tip-off.
They pick you up. They pick you up at the curb as soon as you get to the arena. Yeah.
Never let you up. That's what I love.
I mean, look, it reminds me of Nolan Richardson and 40 Minutes of Hell.
40 Minutes of Hell, yes.
Man, that was a fucking squad.
And then the people in Arkansas shot his horse.
I did not see that.
No, they did. They shot, people shot one of Arkansas's, or one of his...
In a racist act of terrorism?
It's Arkansas, of course.
Oh, fuck. Well, that sucks, man. There's black people in Arkansas. I want to think they can get along. Have they cleared Christy Noem in the shooting? Just asking for a friend.
I do not know.
What a dumb bitch. She's hot for a politician, but what a dumb bitch. First of all, okay, you wrote a book. That's not required to write a book, okay? Secondly, how about leave the part out about killing your farm dog, whether it's justified or not? Like, nobody wants to hear that you shot your dog. And then maybe have somebody read it over, and when they see something about you meeting Kim Jong-un or Kim Jong-il, you might want to fact check that. Jesus fucking Christ.
Insanity. I know.
But hey, these are the people that lead our country on both sides of the aisle. Okay, let's go to topic three, which is Brady roast. Have you seen it? Have you seen clips?
I've seen clips, but all my friends are like, this is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. As soon as I heard Nikki Glaser and Kevin Hart, I would have been out. So I wouldn't have watched it anyway. I just like those two comedians.
Wow. Yes. Okay, let's go through the list. Nikki Glaser, not a fan. Why?
Because she's just another chick who does pussy jokes. That's it. I'm such a whore. That's our whole act. She's not funny. She's very hot. I will say that. Incredibly beautiful.
It's
not funny as hell.
Has she just taken Whitney's act to a new level? Who is that very pretty, very skinny comedian that would talk openly about sex? And from she's D.C. She's sort of yesterday's news.
Why can't I remember Whitney's last name? From D.C., by the way.
Whitney Cummings.
Yes. Whitney Cummings, yes.
Yeah. So Nikki Glaser is out for you. What about, yes. And Kevin Hart, we know, is objectively not funny.
Would have been out the day I saw him hit the stage.
He's the black Dane Cook. By the way,
yes,
Dane Cook was.
I think you're right. I think you're right. Good call by you.
How about Andrew Schultz?
He's funny.
Okay. Here was Andrew Schultz.
So Belichick showed up late, but don't worry. I'm sure he has someone secretly recording this so we can watch the whole thing later, okay? Bill is secretly filmed more guys playing for the other team than Diddy. That's your boy, Kev. Tom said that the reason he loves football is because it allows him to be his most true, authentic version of himself, hiding behind a mask, throwing things at black people. I'm kidding. He never threw to the black guys. Gronkowski, Edelman, Welker. That's not a receiving corps. That's a law firm. And with that divorce coming up, you're going to fucking need him. Oh, that's why Dana's here. So you can learn how to fuck a Brazilian out of half their purse.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
That's pretty good right there.
That's a pretty good one. Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
I thought the roast was pretty important culturally because it went there so hard and relentlessly for such a high profile athlete in Tom Brady that I think we needed that as a society, as a culture right now. We needed that. It was very refreshing to see. It was fucking great.
How did they? I thought they jumped the shark on this. That's what
I
thought.
On roasts?
Yes, I could be wrong, but...
Well, I was asking the question, what other high-profile athlete has been has willingly said, okay, go ahead and roast me?
Shaq was roasted once, right. I remember that. And that's it. That's all. I know they do a Jordan one.
You know the big four that I want, and this is in order going from least to greatest, would be LeBron, who wouldn't agree to it, Aaron Rodgers, who would be low-hanging fruit, A-Rod, which would be amazing, and then Tiger Woods.
Tiger wouldn't do it.
I don't think any of those
Aaron
guys would do it. I want to know.
Aaron Rodgers would because he would get up to do him in because he would do his jokes, and he would show how incredibly smart he is. Really,
yeah, but his jokes wouldn't be funny.
Oh, but he'd think they are. He'd think he was the funniest thing we ever.
Think that, yeah, but still. Yeah, I wonder why Brady did it. Obviously, he got paid. We don't know how much he got paid, but he doesn't need the money even after the divorce, even after losing $30 million in crypto. Did you see Nikki Glaser's joke about Gronk in crypto?
I didn't know. Didn't watch one second.
Okay, well, all right, I'll give you this just because it's Nikki Glaser. Maybe you'll change your mind, okay?
So lost $30 million in crypto. Tom, how did you fall for that? I mean, even Gronk was like, me know that not real money. Like,
come on, Jay. Okay, never mind. We're moving on. Is there a female comedian?
But I did hear that Aaron Hernandez's widow was
not
very angry.
Right.
Shut up. He didn't even shut up. He killed like three people.
Yes.
Shut up.
Yes.
Shut up.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right. Call the Lloyd family and ask them, you know, what they thought of the roast, you know.
Yeah, I could. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, Odin Lloyd's family, 5 stars, 2 thumbs up. Loved every minute of it. Yeah, I had to go to Wikipedia to remind myself. I'm like, didn't he kill more than one person? And yes, he was the primary suspect in a double homicide in a drive-by outside a nightclub just like a couple months earlier. And that began his spiral of paranoia, like, oh, shit, you know, Odin Lloyd knows I did it, so he's got to go, too.
Yeah.
If they hadn't stopped him, he would have killed more people. Complete and utter
scumbag. Be as angry as you'd like to be. Go right ahead. There you go.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match
with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Jay, you've got five rules for fans or four? What was the number you said?
I got five.
Jay's five rules for being a sports fan.
My best friend who lives in St. Louis now came home, and I jokingly said, "Are you still a Cardinals fan?" He was like, "Yeah." And I'm like, I just shook my head. And I was like, you cannot not be a
Cardinals baseball or Cardinals football?
Cardinals baseball.
Okay.
Cardinals baseball.
Yeah, you know, the St. Louis Battlehawks are leading the UFL in attendance at over 33,000 a game. Still not happy at losing their Rams. Stan Kroenke fucked that city out of a football team. Then again, St. Louis, you know, fucked other cities out of their football teams. So go figure. Okay.
And by the way, that is part of my five rules. See, you led me to it.
All right.
There you go.
Rule number one.
All right. Number five. If you are going to a game, let's say, of the Baltimore Ravens and Washington,
Commanders.
Okay. You cannot wear a Philadelphia Eagles jersey at that game. And if you are wearing a jersey of something that has nothing to do with the two teams, somebody is allowed to punch you in the face while you're at this game.
Thou shalt not wear random sports jerseys to games. Rule number five. I agree with that rule. And I find people that wear those jerseys to be just very weird or dumb. Like, hey, I'm going to the sports game today. I don't have a jersey of these two teams that are playing. But, you know, I like the Giants. Fuck off.
Yes, thank you. All right. Number four, if you are a father, you are not allowed to suddenly root for a team because your son or daughter is now a fan of them. This is called the Jason Lockenfour rule. You know who Jason Lockenfour is, right?
I do. NFL Network, CBS Sports, NFL Network. CBS Sports. I forget where he's at now. Yeah. Okay.
Born in the Baltimorea section of Baltimore. It's called Greektown.
Really?
All of a sudden, I saw him on Twitter and Facebook, how much he loved the Red Sox because his son, who was like 7 or 8, was a Red Sox fan. That is the worst thing I ever saw in my entire life. He will never live this down, by the way.
You know,
still give him shit.
Some think that fathers who don't lean on their sons to not adopt rival teams outside of their geography, some people think those fathers are out of bounds and should be scorned. I won't go quite that far because kids in today's age with Madden and DirecTV and the internet and YouTube and everything they want at their fingertips, they choose who they want to root for. And it's bullshit. It's cherry picking, but it's the world they grew up in. So, you know, when Scott Lynn's kid decides to be a Giant fan, I'm not going to hold it against Scott for forcing him to be an Eagles fan. But I know this. You better goddamn not move over to your son's handpicked team just to root for them with your son. Like, yay, I'm rooting with you, son. Bullshit on that.
In fact, the father
should sit and watch those games of your son's adopted new team, geographically incorrect, by the way, and then laugh his ass off when they fuck up and lose. That's called being a dad, a sports dad. Rule number four. Okay.
Number three, you can never dick ride in your Phantom. You can never dick ride. Meaning, you can't all of a sudden, ooh, I like this team. Now, I'm going to say, Jake Cottrell did this one time in his life and did it for 3 years. I was in love with the Fab Five. I was. Now, I will say it was a time when Maryland was, we were just losing because the penalty they got, it wasn't a good time. But Street and Smith, I lived by at one point, and I remember reading about these five players coming to Michigan, and I was like, ooh, this is rather cool. So for 3 years, I dick rode on that five. I did.
Wow.
I was wrong. I know. I did it. But this, you can't do it.
This was what years, roughly speaking?
91 to 94, I think.
Okay.
I'm going to say, 91, 90 to 93. Those three years.
So Gary had just been hired in the wake of the Bob Wade disaster. And as soon as Gary got hired, they got hit with sanctions, right?
Yes. Like they weren't on TV for like a year.
Right. So Gary, in his first year, finished 6-8 in Lig, as he says it with his Jersey accent.
As Gary calls it,
League. Then 5-9, then 5-11, then 2-14 in year number four, 92-93. That usually gets coaches fired that deep in their tenure, but luckily for Gary and the university, they hung in there. Next year, they went 8-8 and went to the Sweet 16. And then the next year, they went 26-8. And won the Lig and went to the Sweet 16 as well. And then he made the tournament, you know, with those 2 years in tow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times more. 11 years in a row, including
a
national championship.
You're going to make me cry. Stop it.
including a national championship and including a Final Four before that. Pretty good run.
I know. Don't make me cry.
All right. So, yeah, there you go. So no dick riding with favorite teams unless you're sad about your own team.
Well, people can see I had a reason, but I came back as so. Okay.
It's a soft rule. It's a guideline.
It's right.
Yes, okay. All right. Rule number two.
Number three.
Well, no, we're going backwards. We're on 5-4.
5-4-3. Or two, I'm sorry.
We're on two. Yeah. Okay.
It's mostly for college football. When your team, your favorite team in college, when they graduate, they're dead to you. That's it. You're over. You can't root for them anymore. Unless they come to your team. That's it.
Yes.
Now, case in point, I love Carson Palmer. Loved him. But don't think I didn't root against him when he got hurt in the playoffs against the Steelers when he was a Bengal. Don't think I didn't go kind of happy about this.
So pro allegiance always supersedes college allegiance, no matter what.
They're dead.
Okay.
That's it.
That's rule number two.
Unless they come to your team, then you're okay. But
other
than that, no.
Right. But when they come to your team, there's no conflict. because they're on the team. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So do the Bears play your Steelers this year?
They do not. Okay. If they did, I'd have to root against them because they're not on my team anymore. Sorry.
Okay. Hey, by the way, is this guy Marshawn Lloyd, old number zero for the Trojans?
Runs really hard, has a little breakaway speed.
He's got some wiggle. Got some wiggle, got some burst. Yeah, wore zero in college. Yes, and the Packers were like, yeah, no, we're not going to give you zero. They're such a stodgy franchise. They're like, ew, weird, ick. No zero. They gave him something else. Okay, let's see. Rule number one. We're down to the number one rule about being a sports fan. And according to Jay,
you can never disavow your team. Unless you either move or your owner is insane. This is called the Steve Zabin rule. I came up with this because I remember sitting with Scott Lynn, Andy, you, and myself at a pancake place.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys were just hating life because you were like, this guy is the worst thing we've ever seen.
Dan Snyder's running this franchise into the ground. Yeah.
And then you said, here's the worst part. We're like the same age. This is going to be like this forever.
I know.
And so that's the only rule. If they move or Dan Snyder is owned by you.
Okay. There's a lot of shithead owners. I mean, think of the Panther owners right now. They got rid of an owner in Jerry Richardson, who was a creep and a perv, you know, from back in, you know, the old school ways of, you know, just being icky and weird with, you know, the hot help in the front office. But at least he kind of knew football a little bit, having played in the league 8 million years ago. They get this billionaire, David Tepper, who's a complete asshole. They'll never be good under this guy. He's Snyder on steroids.
You'd be allowed to get somebody else.
Okay. Well, now, I mean, you know, I also think in my case, and this is what I say, not that I've got to defend it, but my team was the Washington Redskins. They do not exist. A new team in their stead called the Commanders exists. And if they were to bring back the name and the logo, then I would have to reapply for citizenship, which I would reapply for citizenship, but that's never going to happen.
You have every reason to leave because what I just said.
Yeah, look, like a Houston Oiler fan does not have to be a Tennessee Titan fan.
That's thank you. I always yell at people here who you have to be a Ravens fan. Why? Because even though I was like seven when the Colts left,
I don't
have to be a Ravens fan. No, I don't.
Yeah. But remember that, well, with the Titans and the Oilers, the fucking NFL, one of the great tragedies is that Oilers name, which belongs in Houston, for obvious reasons, is stuck in limbo. Neither they or Tennessee's using it. But Bud Adams and his fucking dipshit daughter, Amy Strunk Adams, they won't release it. And they fight tooth and nail over the use of the blue, the baby blue and the red. It's fucking insane.
There's a college team that's using
the University of Houston. Yes. And they're basically saying, come sue us. Come sue us over the colors. We're not using your marks, but we're using the colors in the same stripe configuration as the Oilers used to do. So if you want to sue us, fuck off. We'll see. There will be lawyers, as Andrew Brandt likes to say.
I like that.
That's a pretty good list. I would suggest, listeners, I know how much Jay appreciates your feedback. If you would like to add or amend this list to make it even more robust, feel free, zabe@yahoo.com. And I promise Jay I will not read the responses unless they are fawning and over the top saying, Jay's the best. I love Jay. He's great, man. He's never wrong about anything. Boss.
Either way, you know, I don't
care. I know you don't care. Real quick before we get to FTG, remember Jillian Barbary, who was the smoke show middle-aged weather gal on Fox's pregame show for NFL games? Terry Bradshaw would host it. You always used to, like, sort of, you know, pseudo-sexually harass her every time she'd do her reports. Have you seen her lately?
Brett Barbary's ex-wife?
Yeah, Montreal Expo? Yes, that's where she got the name Barbary. Former, yes. She was a real weather gal in L.A. back in the day. Have you seen Jillian Barbary lately?
Oh, let's go look. Wait a minute. Jillian.
No, I sent you a link. Look at your phone, Jay. I sent you a link.
Okay, one second. Ooh. Ooh. What happened there?
Yeah, here's the reaction that many people have.
Ah! Yeah. Wow.
What? Right. I was a good time. I was fun.
Were you?
Yes, I was.
She's talking about rejecting Playboy 4 different times.
Any regrets about that?
None. None whatsoever. I was fun in a very, I would say, PG way. I acted very sort of brash and in your face, but I mean, I was offered Playboy 4 times and I was offended the first time they sent me a letter. I'm like, I'm a fucking journalist. What are you doing? The second year, and it's because I was on the NFL that they kept sending letters. And they started when I was 36 and they ended when I was 40. And I was like, oh, I guess I've hit that wall.
So then, you know, I began eating and I haven't stopped ever since. Wow.
I was like, I was like, did she have, you know, some sort of something that happened to her body?
I don't know. Age is not kind to any of us. It's even more cruel
like
to women.
Fonda. Have you seen Bridget Fonda?
Well, she's a million, Jay. She's a million years old.
No, Bridget Fonda.
Oh, Bridget Fonda. I was thinking Jane Fonda. Yes. No, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Bridget Fonda. Oh, Bridget Fonda is tragic. Bridget Fonda was one of my all-time spinners. Just a redheaded spitfire of a sports car of a hot, and I'm like, oh my God. But you know, people do have sometimes glandular issues and they got emotional issues, you know.
But I saw that and I said, that's not her picture. Stop. That's not right. And it was her. Yeah. I was shocked by that.
Hopefully Jillian is still happy and living her best life, even though she is not a size 4 anymore, or maybe even 5. Who knows? All right, let's wrap this up, Jake, because we got basketball to watch. Time for the glorious return of FTG, which is taking a bit of a hiatus, but it's back and in full force. Here we go.
I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, Jay, who do you got?
Somebody gave a thought that Stephen A. Smith could run for political office.
Yeah.
He's
size,
serious.
Oh, he's sizing it up.
Does he not remember the last time where he thought he could do everything and how terrible he was at it? I guess not. He's getting over his skis again. He really needs to roll it back.
Well, there you go. So Jay says to Stephen A. when it comes to his political ambitions,
just fuck that guy and stop it.
There you go. I love how you had a check swing on that. Well done. My FTG goes to some guy at a restaurant in Florida who basically challenged the great Ric Flair to a fight out in the parking lot.
I saw that.
Okay, listen, asshole. Ric Flair is about 90 years old at this point, and he survived a near-death experience, okay? He's got bad knees, a bad back, everything else. Was he drunk and obnoxious in your restaurant? Sure. It happens, okay? Don't say you want to take it outside in the parking lot, okay? Because even if he did agree to that, and maybe you were to beat him in the parking lot, what, are you going to feel good? I beat up a 90-year-old Ric Flair because he was drunk and could barely stand up? Come on, have some respect for the greats. So, to that asshole, fuck that guy. You with me on that one, Jay?
Yeah, and by the way, I think Rick could have taken him.
Well, that's the eternal question. Like, could you, an average civilian, beat Ric Flair's drunken ass in the parking lot? I'm not so sure, even with all that must ail the nature boy. Woo! But if you did beat him, you wouldn't feel good. I wouldn't feel good.
You can. Yeah. You can. No. Yeah. And by the way, please, before we go, please have it that I said anything bad about Jalen Brunson. You have to get that and have some audio for that. Because now I actually think that that guy's a fuckhead.
Okay.
Who said that I said it. I think he's 100% wrong.
Okay.
So, yes, please.
Well, if you never say anything disparaging, no evidence will turn up. But if you did, somebody's going to get literally the audio clip and send
it. I want to hear this.
Okay.
I want to hear this. Yes. All right. Yes. All right.
Odd take for a guy who claims to not care, but that's fine. Jay, as always, my friend, it is a pure delight. Enjoy the rest of the basketball game. And as always, as Ken Beatrice has taught us to say,
bye-bye now or bye now.
Bye now. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.